Nate the Fraction from Mr. R's World of Math and Science. Nate the Fraction. Teacher grinned an evil grin and laughed an evil laugh. Now we learn our fractions, cut a hole to get a half. Then she grabbed a magic wand and donned a big black cape, cleared the clutter from her desk, except a roll of tape. I need a little volunteer to help me demonstrate the miracle of fractions. She called on little Nate. Nate stood in front of class. She sat him on her desk. You can see Nate's one whole boy, but we want a little less. Teacher danced a crazy dance, and Nate began to rise. He was floating in midair before the students' eyes. His classmates sat there shocked, but teacher grinned quite proudly. Nate, divided into halves, was screaming pretty loudly.
These pieces are too large, screamed teacher's evil shout.
She waved her wand and shook her hair, dancing all about. Nate, he split again, four parts, he was afraid.
I love quarters,
teacher yelled. They really make the grade. Nate tried a quick return, back to his wooden seat. But teacher held him where he was. Her job was not complete.
Don't dare change me to eighths, screamed Nate's four poor parts.
Teacher stared at little Nate, eyes piercing just like darts. Would the students sit there? They knew just what to do. Saving Nate meant breaking rules. They broke them, wouldn't you? They grabbed the teacher's wand and used their mathly knowledge, divided teacher 16 times. They should have been in college. His friends saved little Nate to end the teacher's curse, rushed his four poor pieces right to the school's dear nurse. Nurse fixed up little Nate, pieced him back together. Now Nate's one whole part and enjoys the sunny weather. So if you get a teacher who wears a big black cape, you better watch yourself. She may try to change your shape.